Current state here on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. We have been diligently interviewing our new local state representatives here since the election, since the beginning of the year. And today we spent some time with Teresa Abid. Last November, Teresa defeated one-term representative Deb Shaughnessy, moving the 71st district in Eaton County from Republican to Democratic. She's been assigned to the Education, Insurance, and Regulatory Reform Committees. And I'm delighted to finally be able to meet you.
Thank you.
Belated congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You were assigned to the Education, Insurance, and Regulatory Reform Committees. Were you happy with those assignments?
Very happy. When I found out the three committees I was on, we had some say, but you never know what committees you're going to be placed on. But education, of course, is one of the primary ones. I've been in our schools for over 30 years, so I really feel like some of the problems we have with some of the legislation that's gone through is because it's being enacted by people that don't really get it, that haven't been in our schools. So I think I'm going to bring a real voice of reason and reality to this topic. It's a big topic.
Were you a teacher, a counselor, an administrator, what?
I was a school social worker for 33 years. So I've been in many of the communities that I serve right now. So I've been in Grand Ledge, Eaton Rapids, Charlotte. So I know the community very well. I also had spent some time in the Lansing schools. So I really have my finger on the pulse of what's happening in education and what the needs are, and I don't think that's being reflected right now in legislation.
Between education and insurance, you have really been busy because the Blue Cross Blue Shield and everything going down, just on those two committees, I would think would be plenty to keep you busy.
Yes, because with education, it's going to be soon. The EAA will be coming up again, the Education Achievement Authority. I'm very worried about that and worried about the dismantling of our public schools, which I think is happening. And I am committed to our public schools. I feel like it's the cornerstone of our democracy, and we need to make sure that it's not destroyed. And on top of that, with insurance, with the Blue Cross Blue Shield, I know No Fault will be coming up. So very hot topics that really are going to shape the future. So they're very important topics.
I heard this morning that Senator Whitmer's Michigan 2020 plan, you're nodding your head,
yes.
You're familiar with
yes,
that plan.
I am.
Is that going to be put back on the table this week? I'm led to believe it was.
Yeah,
I
have not heard when it's going to be put on, but I'm very excited to hear that it is because I know it was on the table last term too. Anything to help our students be able to afford college. I think what's deplorable is that when we keep saying everyone needs to take the classes and be ready for college and then not give them the means to go there, we need to make sure that we connect those dots and help them be able to go to college.
You are one of only a couple of mid-Michigan reps and senators, though, to vote against
yes.
the measure to restructure Blue Cross Blue Shield, you and Rep. Tom Cochran. Tell us why.
One of the things that I'm very glad about is that I was able to sit on that committee. So I was able to hear and listen intently to not only what was presented in the committee, but also I met with groups from both sides. So I really thoroughly investigated and got thorough knowledge of what the issue is. And I was not satisfied at all that our seniors are being protected. The Medigap coverage is only guaranteed to be there at the rate it is right now for 5 years. After that, Blue Cross Blue Shield does not have to offer it, and if they do, the prices could go up. I feel like our seniors already have been bombarded with the senior pension tax, with rising costs. They're barely able to make it on their fixed incomes, and I am not willing to let them be at risk of not being able to afford their health care. And with Medigap, that is not going to be on the health exchange. This is something that is something that's apart from that. And if our seniors can't afford it, there's going to be a huge gap in coverage. And I am not willing to put them at risk that they will not be cared for.
Not as great a concern, though, for Andy Shore or Sam Singh, fellow Democrats.
Right. And I think they're looking at they have different perspectives. They're looking at it as that it's going to give tax revenue, which it is. So there's a plus that now Blue Cross Blue Shield will be paying taxes. However, I'm concerned about the added element, which I am not secure that our seniors will be taken care of in the long term. And I feel that we have to really look at not only short term, but also the long term repercussions and making sure we have the safety standards in place that our seniors are going to be taken care of. And I don't really feel comfortable that they are.
We're talking with Democratic State Rep Teresa Abbott. The stage is apparently set this week for an alternative road funding mm-hmm. plan coming from the legislature, coming from House Democrats, if I'm not mistaken. Tim Grimal's behind this? Is that right?
Well, I know there's one being placed on the floor from the Republicans, but I am not aware of what Minority Leader Grimal is putting on the floor.
Okay, but there is another plan involving mm-hmm. a bump in the state sales tax, I want to say. Do I have that right?
I hate to say because I'm not real sure about what's going to be proposed.
Well, tell us what you make of the governor's road funding
plan. Sure, I would love to. One of the things that I'm doing, one of my strong commitments is communication with the public. And I've done that in a variety of ways. And one is the ongoing coffees, but also articles in the paper, in addition to reaching out at our office. But one of the things that have come through loud and clear, where the connection is here, is that I have heard over and over, loud and clear, that people do not want an increase in the registration fees. They said what will happen is that they'll only be able to afford one car, that they will have to actually try to get by as a family on one, or they won't be able to afford it. People will be driving around without getting their registrations updated. And also the gas hike. People can hardly afford gas as it is. So it's really going to hurt people being able to go to their place of employment. It's going to help hurt car sales. It's just not productive. And it's, again, hitting the middle class. We have to look at other ways of funding our roads, which needs to be a priority, but not on the backs of our middle class, which has already been hit.
What other ways?
There are many other ways. In fact, that is what the Democrats will be bringing up, that we are coming up with a list of many other alternatives. And I think one of them, let me give you just a short example, even for the gas hike, diesel was going to have to pay one-third of the cost that consumers are going to have to pay on their cars. Somehow that seems to be backwards. It's the trucks that are causing the most damage to our roads. We also need to look at how can we get revenue from trucks that are coming in from other states. There are places, other states, that really have a lot more revenue coming in from that and have very innovative ways of getting that. So I think there's many ways that we need to look at getting revenue without placing it squarely on the shoulders of our workers and families who are struggling.
How do you feel about your party's new leader, Lon Johnson?
You know, what I'm glad about is that we are now united. I think that was something where I really respect Mark Brewer, and I know Lon Johnson has many things that he can offer to the party. Mark Brewer, I want to thank him for his 18 years of service. And it was great that he wanted the party to be unified. And so he chose to step back before votes were taken, and we all are united and moving forward. But I want to make sure that I thank Mark for his leadership, and we're now ready to get behind Lon Johnson.
Did you feel it was time for a change?
I'm not sure. I did not make a commitment in this particular area because I felt that there was assets on both sides. I felt Mark Brewer had the historical perspective, and he had a lot that he had offered the party. So I think both have their own strengths that they can give to the party.
Last week, the House, where you serve, voted 78-31 to accept $31 million in federal funds to set up a state-federal partnership health exchange. Explain your vote, please.
Yes, I am excited that we made that move because even the Republicans were stated, we are down that path. The car is moving down that path, and we can either be the driver in the car or we can be a passenger that has no control. And I think by accepting the federal money to help this be a viable program and not put so much on the state and have a say in what we're going to do, I think that was a good move for us.
Are you confident Democrats can unseat Rick Snyder next year?
Yes. I think there's...
With whom?
That is the good question. I don't think anyone has come out in the very front. I think there's a lot of people interested, but I don't see a front runner at this point. But I think that one of the things with Governor Snyder is that he's proven that what his word is not something that he keeps. Things that he will say... then he goes back on. And I think also he's been representing more of the corporations rather than the working people in Michigan. And I think we really need someone that's really going to help the middle class workers and help create jobs and put the focus on where it really needs to be. His focus has been not on the job creation and on our middle class.
Tell us about this Capital Caucus that you're a member of. I mean, this is Whitmer, Jones, Singh, Shore, yourself, Tom Cochran.
Yes, it's wonderful. I think one of the things people hunger for are a bipartisanship, and so this is a group that gets together to talk about what can we do for our area and how can we support business, small business. What can we do to enhance the capital area, and which includes, you know, Lansing and East Lansing and Grand Lodge. So I think it's great. We have great discussions. We've been touring different places, and we're going to be working together, which is something people don't see much nowadays.
Democrat Teresa Abbott represents the 71st State House District in Eaton County. Nice to have you in here.
Thank you very much. Thank you.